Ken Holland is with us. Henrik Zetterberg, Todd Bertuzzi with the mule.
No, we talked the day before. You know, obviously Mike Babcock's got the final say. He talked to the assistant coaches. We all sat there together. And, you know, last year when Manuel had a lot of his success, it was with Zetterberg, and we had him split up this year. Obviously, Manuel was out for a large part of the year. When he came back, Mike put him with Pavel, and they had some good success early. You know, when you're down 3-0, you try something and you hope it works. And for one night, it did work.
Okay, what makes it work between that threesome?
Well, I mean, obviously, you know, both Pav and Z moved the puck. I mean, they're playmaking center icemen, and I think that you know, it's funny. You know, Franson, I think, is on had almost a point in every playoff game. I think he had 12 points in 10 or 11 points in 10 playoff games, you know, people were wondering where he was, you know, because he'd been so dominant in past playoffs. You know, the expectation, the bar is real high. And, you know, last night obviously was a night for the ages. I just think that probably a change and you know, he's been close. He's been shooting the puck. You know, in the playoffs, the longer you can keep playing, the more likely people are going to start to do things that you expect over 82 games. And you know, obviously, Franson's a scorer. He's a guy that we think can score 30 to 40 goals over a 82-game regular season. He's scored in the playoffs before. He had 2 goals in 10 playoff games. And the longer we can play, the more likely Franson's going to get to the level that he's been at in the past. And fortunately for us, he surfaced last night, and he was shooting the puck, and Z was getting him the puck.
Hey, Ken, no doubt that in a very short period of time, everybody's watching something pretty special out of Franzen. Did it get to the point where you could sit there and say, hey, wow, this is fun to watch? I mean, we may be seeing some history here out of Franzen. Or were you just sitting there going, we're down 3-0, let's just get the win?
Well, let's just get the win. I, you know, you didn't care really who scored. We just wanted to find a way to get a W and we're not, you know, we got to win. We're a long ways from being back in this series, but certainly, you know, we're going back in for game 5. We feel good about ourselves. We, you know, I thought they had some bounces early in the series last night. You know, we played well, but we had, you know, we scored a goal where they passed it out and went off of Murray's skate. So we had some real fortunate bounces last night too. It's going to be a real tough game 5. They obviously want to close it out and want to finish the series out, and we're trying to figure out a way to keep this thing going another day. So, you know, I think last night my feeling was you got to get a win and get on the board here and try and keep this series going.
The general manager of the Detroit Red Wings is Kenny Holland, chatting with Darren Millard and Nick Kiprios on Hockey Central at noon, the Fan 590 Rogers Sportsnet. When does the seed of doubt seep into a team, or in your case, confidence? Is it the massive blowout victory for your side, or do you have to win another game?
Well, I think, you know, I'm feeling, you know, going after we'd lost game 3, and prior to Mike Babcock addressing the team, you know, we sat in there and talked, and, you know, our feeling is at some point in time in this world, especially in a cap world, somebody's coming back from down from 3-0, whether it's us or it's somebody, but someone's going to lose 3 and the other team's going to win 4. But you can't win 4. You got to focus on 1. It's happened twice in the NHL. It happened. Red Sox beat the Yankees in 04, I think. Windsor just did it here in junior a couple of weeks ago. So it can be done, but I think you got to focus on one game at a time. You know, we felt that the first 3 games could have went in anybody's way. It went their way, full marks to them. All 3 games were decided in the 3rd period. We had leads in 2 of the 3 games going into the 3rd and weren't able to hang on to either of it. So you just feel that if you can continue to do what you do and maybe do things 5 to 10% better in some areas, it can be a difference maker. And obviously for one night it was, but it's one game. Certainly, we're going to go in there feeling good about ourselves, but they're going to be very, very motivated to attend the series. So, you know, look for a tremendous game 5.
Hey, Kenny, in Vancouver during the Olympics, we used a term every once in a while with a bad goal called momentum sapping. And that was a case in 3 with Logan Couture's goal out of the corner that just seemed to derail everything in that 3rd period. Was there ever a thought in your mind that you would even talk to Babcock about possibly making a switch and going with another goalie that you have in Osgood, who's had a pretty good reputation for playing in the playoffs?
No, and I think that, you know, for a couple of reasons. Number one, you know, Jimmy Howard has been so important and so good to us all season long that, you know, he's 26 years of age. And, when you look around on a night-to-night NHL, goalies are giving up questionable goals. I just think it's the nature of the rule changes. There's so many bodies going to the net, and there's so many pucks going to the net that the odd puck's going to go in that somebody thinks the goalie should have stopped. And the other thing is, you know, Chris Osgood's probably played about three or four games in 3 or 4 months. I don't think it's fair to Chris or it's fair to the team. You know, Jimmy Howard's our guy. He's been a big factor in us getting in the playoffs. He was a big factor. He played great in Game 7. He played great in Game 4 with a shutout when we were down 2-1. He's bounced back all year long when he's had, a bit of a subpar game. And, last night I thought actually in the first 5 minutes of the game, they had two or three great scoring chances, 2-on-1, and he made a great glove save on Couture that was labeled for the top corner. So, you know, it's 7-1, but if they score first and get on the board in the first 5 minutes, the game could go in a different way. So I thought he made some saves early in the game to kind of let us steady ourselves. And once we scored a couple, we started to have some good energy.
General Manager Kenny Holland of the Detroit Red Wings, shelf the GM hat for a minute. You're just be the old goalie, okay? But there's some bad goals around the playoffs right now. Some weird goals.
Well, you know, it's like I said before. I just think that you know, prior to the work stoppage, you know, I can remember playing some series and we'd come out into the coach's room and they'd say scoring chances were 8-4. You know, I come in there now and the scoring chances are 15-14 to 20-16. And when you're throwing the puck at the net enough and the puck is going that fast and there's bodies coming in back door and there's guys driving the net, I just think that goalies, you know, all you got to do is lean the wrong way or think that the puck is doing something and it goes in the other direction, it's in the net. And I just think it's made for a way more exciting game. I mean, there's lead changes, there's lots of goals. I just think it's harder to play goal now than it was 5 years ago, and I think it's made for a better game. And I just think that, I think when you're in goal 5 years ago and you face 6 to 8 scoring chances and there's not a lot of traffic, it was way easier to play goal. I just think it's a real tough position now, and there's some pucks are going to go in that people say, oh, he should have had it. And maybe they should have, but if you throw the puck to the net enough and you got enough traffic going to the net, something's got to happen.
And we only got a few seconds here, but I got to ask you, even weirder than those goofy goals, too many men on the ice, I think close to 30 now. And I think you guys have gotten hit on a couple occasions. Have you ever gone down to the coach and said, hey, Babs, what the heck's going on?
No, I mean, we had too many men on the ice last night. We had too many men on the ice the game before, I think. I obviously skipped TSNC, but I think it was, 17 in past years and 30-something now. So I just think, you know, guys are anxious to get out there I don't know that there's anything you can put onto it other than people are anxious to make a change and the game is going so fast and all of a sudden somebody jumps out too quick. I don't know the reason why, but certainly it's a trend this year. Probably next year it'll be something else.
Well, you didn't need too many men last night, just one in the mule. Congratulations on staying alive, and give us something to think about, a little run at history, okay?
Thanks talking to you guys.